Good morning, Amy.
Thanks so much for joining us. So how did you come up with this idea?
Well, just like you said, I had the exact need. And I've driven around a lot looking at the same use case happening over and over again. People trying to shove a 60-inch TV into a Kia and or putting a mattress on top of a Camry. But it happened to me a number of times. And there was one particular time I needed to get a box from downtown to uptown. And there's just no way to move something large same day. So, you know, driving up the tollway, I see this entire inventory of unused pickup truck beds, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, we're going to have to do this.
So the pickup app was born at that point, right?
It was. Yes, it was.
So tell us how this works.
Well, it's just like it sounds. It's an on-demand fleet of pickup trucks, and our tagline is "Good guys with pickups on demand." And kind of more important than the pickup truck are the guys who drive them. So we actively look for military and firefighters who are off duty, and we equip them with a driver application on their phones. And so if you're at Costco, say, and you want to buy that patio furniture, you download the app, you take a photo of the item, and you say where you want to take it from and to, and you hit the button, and a guy wheels up in his pickup truck and helps you load it, take it to your house, unload it, whatever else you need to do. Very simple.
And what's the typical cost for a service like this?
Well, it ranges, but the base charge is $45. So if you're just going to move something from Costco to your house or to your neighbor's house to your garage, the base charge is $45, and then if it goes beyond about 45 minutes, you get charged per mile and per minute beyond that. But typically, they're below $70.
And all these drivers are pre-screened and everything, so you know that a good guy's going to come to you and be a good guy?
You know, we spend a lot of time focusing on that, and the core of our business is making sure that when somebody wheels up at your curb or at the store or wherever you are, that they're the kind of guy that you would trust. And so we do about 20 points of qualification and verification and background checking. So at the end of the day, only about 16% of people or drivers that apply make it through our qualification.
We're talking to Brenda Stoner. She is the founder of Pickup, an on-demand service that gets a truck to you when you need it. Do you need drivers? Do you need folks to with their own pickup trucks to come join your team?
We do. As a matter of fact, we onboarded some yesterday, and we're constantly looking for the good guys. And there's lots of them out there, but we're growing fast in Dallas-Fort Worth. And to be able to have an on-demand service, you've got to have quite a fleet of people who are ready, because having a supply of people ready when consumers want it is kind of a challenge. So we're constantly looking at boosting supply, then boosting demand, and then boosting supply, and then boosting demand. But we try to have the supply of drivers available before we boost the demand, so the customers aren't left waiting somewhere.
All right, I'm thinking ahead here. Someone, a good guy comes, picks up the nice new screen, flat screen TV that you've bought, and something happens and the TV gets damaged. Do you have insurance for that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's, probably the most expensive cost of our operation is the insurance that it takes to cover the goods, the drivers, the trucks, the consumers. So yeah, we are fully insured for the goods and the behavior of all the drivers.
All right. Good deal. Where can folks download the app from?
It's pickupnow.com.
And is it on Google Play and iTunes and all that kind of stuff?
It is. You can get. We have an Android app and an iOS app on the iTunes and Google Play store.